This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Karlstrom, K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. And we will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Doctor, you were talking about Dorothy Kilgallen, and this was in what year?
1964, December of 64, she wrote in her newspaper column asking the State Department and our chief scientists to explore the connection between cloud busting, which in its refined stages means thought control, and how this could change the history of the world. Well, of course, 64 is after all of the CIA sanctioned, or it's actually not just CIA, it was top defense and military agencies, but more or less run by the CIA, Project Bluebirds, Artichoke, Bluebird, and MKUltra ran between 1950 and 1963, and among other things, they looked at the use of drugs, including LSD. The CIA owned the market in LSD going back to the early 50s, and doing experiments, trying to come up with a truth serum, supposedly, and also to try to learn how to get other people to do your will against their own will. This is the bottom line for all these mind control experiments, including all kinds of horrendous things like sleep deprivation and electroshock and torture and splitting of personalities into multiple personalities with drugs and electromagnetic radiation. At that, in the 50s, they had developed a thing called RHIC, which actually goes back to the 30s in Soviet research. It's called radio hypnosis intracerebral control, RHIC, which combined with another acronym, EDOM, or the electronic dissolution of memory, allowed people to more or less remotely control another human being who had a little receiver implanted in his brain, and then allowed them to destroy the memory of what they did under commands of their remote controller. There's a guy named Milton Klein, one of the many top psychologists in the 50s under the MKUltra programs, and there were 150 of these sub-projects doing all kinds of experiments with the top psychology professors in the world. Milton Klein says, in 3 months I can make a patsy, and in 6 months I can make an assassin. So what they would do is they would split the mind using some kinds, often torture, into multiple personalities, and then they would use hypnosis to do this often, and they would figure out trigger words and trigger codes to make the slave or sleeper, as they're sometimes called, I'll go back and forth between their different personalities. Then they would put amnesia barriers in between them so that one personality wouldn't recognize the other. And then, again, with a little receiver called a stemoceiver that a professor named Jose Delgado perfected back in those days, they're able to remotely control another human. And so really what becomes obvious then is that, yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy. He was probably one of these sleeper guys who was remotely controlled with RHIC, radio hypnosis intracerebral control, again, technology that went back to the 30s, and been all kinds of experiments on monkeys and then humans, and then his memory would have been erased with EDOM, electronic dissolution of memory. This is really the only thing that makes sense to me. We've seen so many different theories come out about the Kennedy assassination. But of course, Dorothy Kilgallen talks about how this might relate to cloud busting. Well, they were also doing experiments with electromagnetic radiation into the atmosphere.
And, right. Could you hold that thought?
Yeah.
We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take some phone calls.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and you were talking about mind control. We often think of television and the media and maybe pharmaceutical and other drugs as being a part of this, but I was also thinking of RFID chips and the other chips that people can implant in their targets. So it's just very interesting. We do have a bunch of callers lining up. I know that you were right in the middle of a thought. So do you want to finish your thought, and then we'll take some calls?
Let me just read a quote just to show that these things have been around for a long time. You asked about the Space Preservation Treaty of Dennis Kucinich. This is 2001. H.R. 2977 was not passed. It would have banned the U.S. from using, and here are the terms right out of the Act: chemtrails, plasma, electromagnetic radiation, extremely low frequency ELF or ultra low frequency ULF energy radiation, electromagnetic, sonic, laser weapon systems, psychotronic or other energies, and that's what I'm talking about with the RHIC, strategic, theater, tactical or extraterrestrial weapons, exotic weapon systems, including weapons designed to damage space or natural ecosystems, such as the ionosphere and upper atmosphere, or climate, weather, and tectonic systems, that's earthquakes, with the purpose of inducing damage or destruction upon a target population or region on Earth or in space, quote-unquote environmental warfare, space-based weapons, including missiles, energy weapons, subatomic particle beams, information war, mood management, mind control, chemical or biological agents, electronic, psychotronic, or information weapons. Well, Our government's been pretty busy with our tax dollars. And here's a statement from Zbigniew Brzezinski in a 1970 book called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Age, 1970. He says, technology will make available to the leaders of major nations techniques for conducting secret warfare of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need be appraised. Technology of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm. So I guess I'll just leave it at that right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All righty, let's take some callers. This is very important, and there are people who would like us not to be even considering these things, obviously.
Well, this is huge. This is the biggest topic I've come across in a long time. My part five of my new world religion, I was hoping I'd get that done by January, February. I'm still working on it. Mind control is a vast topic. It's a very kind of a distasteful, revolting topic to think that certain individuals would be willing to torture others to get them to do their bidding, to in fact rob them of their free will as humans.
Exactly.
We're talking about turning humans into slaves, slave robots, that this gets into transhumanism, cyborgs, cybernetics, artificial intelligence, and believe me, there's been a lot of work done in these areas that most of us are not aware of.
Right. It's just not in the movies anymore, right?
Well, there is a lot coming out in the movies. I mean, you look at The Bourne Identity with Matt Damon. He's one of these super psychic soldiers who has superhuman abilities. Yeah, those people have been created.
Right.
So there, and you look at what's the latest Angela Jolie role where she's this, you know, super beautiful woman who's also a super killer. I think it's called Salt. These programs are real. So Hollywood does kind of clue us in the context of entertainment. So that's one interesting little kind of side subscript there, that
right.
We do get a sense of what's happening through the entertainment industry.
Right. Interesting. They always want to warn us in advance.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna, and Dr. Carlstrom. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Good morning.
Let me bring it on the light side first and point out that Dorothy Kilgallen was a frequent guest on the What's My Line show with Arthur Godfrey.
Okay. I barely remember that. Okay.
Well, let's go forward a little bit here, and we're going to tie these things together for you. You've mentioned MKUltra a couple of times during Inspired Revelation. If you take it that the M stands for the Master, which could be Satan or Lucifer, it then says, Master's Cult of Ra. And they do hide it before your very eyes. And you're talking much about the PSYOPs and the smart meters. Yes, they are two-way transmitter receivers. And even though the monies are purportedly devised and transmitted through the Department of Energy plans, the monies are actually funded through the black ops budgets of the Department of Defense under a military plan. Under United States Code 10-2358, the Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act, it provides for these electropsychotronic weapons to be used for military purposes and experimentation of any nature that is deemed necessary in the interest of national security. And if you'll allow me, I'll take you back to your original topical of the Tesla devices and chemtrails. The new content of chemtrails is now TMA, which is trimethyl aluminum, which is a highly nanosphered element of aluminum, which has neurotoxin, lethargy, dementia, and joint destruction capabilities, as well as land destruction. We tie that to the X-37B, which does the directed energy beam laser weapon, called the God Rod, and then consider the Atarex 5 rockets that NASA just fired about a month ago into the ionosphere, I believe, to measure the jet stream and perhaps the Fukushima radiological black rain, red rain that's likely falling everywhere, and then associated the HARP, which reflects this high-energy microwave-directed beam into the same area. It seems like it's a disparage it, divided to deceive, plan that has a defined assimilated cause and pretense to commit war by weather wars. And I'm really interested in what you have to say about that. Thank you very much, Dr. Karlstrom.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. That was a very educational comments. Obviously, you have some background in or have done a lot of digging in these areas. Is your profession related somehow to, or was your profession somehow in the military or defense contracting or something like that? It sounds like you're quite knowledgeable about some of these things.
Well, I've been directed to study and inform myself about these things to try to wake up America to this attack against Americans, and I have a propensity to connect dots. And I'm very interested in communicating with you if you're interested in sharing a contact point with me off the air.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, we can do that hopefully with emails. I've got an email on my website there, and you can just use that. But, you know, your idea of environmental war that might be deliberately triggered is something relatively new to me. Just to kind of take up on the idea and think about it for a second, there's a lot of reports about the Soviet woodpecker system, which supposedly controlled the weather over the United States back in the 70s and did all kinds of strange things. But then the Soviet Union fell apart, of course, in the late 80s. I don't know who the enemy would be, is what I'm trying to say. Britain and the United States are the preeminent world powers. Israel is right in there. I personally, in my research, am coming to the conclusion that the world's global elite uses governments for their purposes. So, you know, the whole idea that the Russians are the bad guys or the Germans are the bad guys or the Israelis are the bad guys, I think that's a form of mind control itself. What seems to happen is that the world's global elite infiltrates and seizes the power structure of different governments and then sets them up for conflict through various revolutions or wars that they themselves orchestrate. And then, of course, mass casualties ensue in any revolution or war, and that's as it is intended by this. And yeah, you can call them satanic, I guess. It's the more I dig into it, the more that's what it is, Luciferian, satanic. In science we have Occam's razor. The simplest explanation should be the one we use. And the more I dig and the more I read, it's pretty hard to avoid that conclusion. Now, as to did you have a comment on that that interesting series of comments and questions, Deanna?
No. I'm. Okay. It's just all very disturbing.
Well, I think that we need to educate ourselves about these technologies. We need to understand that as the Illuminati said in their program of 1776, with the Rothschilds kind of steering the Illuminati, funding will control everything.
Of course.
They do print the money out of nothing. They've got a monopoly on printing the money, and they can dangle it in front of scientists and psychologists and media people and get them to change their behavior in order to make the money, and they can coordinate from behind the scenes with lots of secret societies, et cetera. So I think what we need to do is shine a flashlight on who these people are and how they operate and how they get their programs implemented.
How about the barrel of a gun and flashlight?
Well, it could be. Revolutions are produce mass casualties. They're very good at orchestrating revolutions. It could well be that that's the goal right now. You look at MSNBC, Democrats watch that, and they're told that Republicans are, the next thing to criminals. And you watch Fox, and you hear that the Democrats are the criminals. So almost like they're setting us up for a civil war.
Sure, divide and conquer. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and I don't think that we ought to be fighting each other. I don't think that the population, the Democrats or Republicans, ought to be fighting each other. I think that we ought to unify and point out who the real culprits are and then go after them. It's amazing. All righty, we do have a bunch of callers.
Okay, can I just make one follow-up comment on that?
Sure.
Dan, I'm reading lots of work on the mind control. There's a thing called the Monarch Project, which apparently is ongoing. You could say it started under Mengele in Auschwitz and Dachau.
I don't know about that.
Well, let me just say that in the beginning of this, he says that the strongholds for the Illuminati at the early 20th century were England and Germany. And so the Illuminati then, of course, was able to orchestrate wars using these two countries as the main, combatants or protagonists. So again, to say that the English people are bad, which the Germans did, or that the German people are bad, which the English and the Americans did, misses the point that another cabal seized control of those governments. And that, I think, is how they orchestrate these wars and revolutions, and they are probably trying to do it here.
All right. All righty. Let's take some other callers. Let's take Richard in Washington.
Good morning. I kind of hate to break in. The information is so good.
I know.
And the guest touched on my question. Is most of this technology information kind of being brought on from the experimental research of the Nazi regime that kind of was brought over here? And secondarily, is this kind of a follow-up on the fact that most people, by way of the Milgram experiment and the Stanford Prison experiment, can be, through authority, brought to destroy their own kind.
Yeah, well, you know, when you start reading into the mind control stuff, it's usually pointed out pretty quick that right after World War II, the CIA and other intelligence agencies brought over some 1,300 of the top Nazi scientists, about half of which were mind scientists, like Joseph Mengele, et cetera. And they're the ones who had done the experiments on twins and breaking personality down.
Wait. There's a lot of propaganda about what came over from Germany. And basically they went in and they made them a deal. You can either come over to the United States and join with our scientists, or you can suffer the consequences. And when the U.S. invaded Germany, they went in and basically seized and confiscated all the scientific patents that were available. And I hate to mix, you know, the propaganda in there.
Well, okay, but I think my point stands that you know, about 650 rocket scientists like Wernher von Braun were imported, and about that many also of the people in psychology and mind control. And
sure.
It was deemed very important by all of the intelligence agencies in this country as well as the Soviet Union to try to get these smart German guys. And they did. And, of course, you know the story perhaps as well as I do. So anyway, yeah, the experiments that were started maybe in some of the concentration camps continued covertly under the CIA and other intelligence agencies like, you know, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, et cetera. Your point about the Milgram experiment is well taken. Of course, the Milgram experiment shows that people... it was done under controlled situation where a subject is asked to shock somebody else, and he will do so as long as he feels like he's operating on somebody else's authority, and even unto, you know, extreme pain and death. It would appear that that is a very unfortunate part of human nature. None of the Nazis at the Nuremberg trial who did these mind control experiments ever, you know, admitted that they had done something wrong. Likewise,
Wait a minute. The Nuremberg war trials really didn't address that, and the people that they brought in to prosecute were basically tortured. Now, you're talking about Stanley Milgram, the three-year study which occurred between 1960 and 1963, and he described that in Obedience to Authority, which basically we have everybody in this country who render their obedience to authority whenever they are asked. And so, I mean, it's just very interesting. And yes, when the United States invades any country, they take the resources, they confiscate resources, whether it's people or whether it's minerals or whether it's oil or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, as I was saying, at the Nuremberg trial, nobody admitted guilt. Nobody from the MK Ultra experiments has ever admitted anything wrong.
They admitted all kinds of guilt. They were tortured to admit a lot of guilt.
Well, okay, I guess I'm speaking under, you know, normal conditions. But one thing that did come out of the Nuremberg trial was the Nuremberg Code, which said that henceforth no medical experiments would be done on unwitting subjects. Well, and of course, that was violated by the CIA MK Ultra experiments, and has been in violation, have been violated right along. So,
it's in the congressional records that it's okay to do that.
Well,
it's
the
amazing.
Nuremberg Code says you can't, and I think, official policy still, from what I read anyway. I've got some pretty good books about this by some psychologists, such as Colin A. Ross from Canada, who's got
We do have this 3-minute break. We've got to take it, so we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He's got three websites. I have them linked, I believe, on the radio schedule page. And we've got a bunch of callers. We were talking to Richard, and we were talking about the what came out of Nuremberg. And basically, the U.S. government is frequently accuses other governments of doing things that they, in fact, are doing to the population themselves. And it's in the federal statutes that it's perfectly fine, and you've also referred to some of these laws and legislation, that it's perfectly fine for the U.S. government and their cronies to use whatever biological weapons that they want to on us, and without our knowledge.
Yeah, right. Yeah, very true. And we have to be very careful about where our tax dollars go.
Exactly. Maybe we ought to start withholding them all.
We need to do something, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, do we still have Richard from Washington on hold?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Earlier, Dr. Carlstrom said that we're getting less light from the sun from solar radiation on his based on his dad's work. Could he update that? And what I'm finding is that we're getting stronger UV levels, even though we may be getting less light. And secondarily, the types of radiation are changing in a way that nobody quite really has pointed to an understanding of. I wondered if Dr. Carlstrom had any kind of information on those three aspects of things.
Yeah, well, this does not pertain to my father's work, which is on natural climate cycles. You mentioned that... Yes, we do have solar radiation management. It has been going on, ongoing international project for at least 20 years. They call it the Operation Cloverleaf. It is, I think, the result of this secret Manhattan Project kind of international project was spraying all over the world in the last 20 years. Yes, it has blocked sunlight. Now, your comment about UV is interesting. ultraviolet radiation is put out almost in the same quantity as what we call the visible portion of the spectrum, which we see as the colors of the rainbow and see as visible light. Ultraviolet we can't see, but when the solar magnetic intensity increases, more UV, in fact, a lot more UV is cranked out. We don't really know why they're spraying for 20 years. This is a secret project that they've denied. And, of course, most of us who've looked at this, you know, we go through the alternatives. Well, you know, are they trying to help? Are they trying to hurt? What, you know, what's the goal here? And I don't know. You know, all we can do really is speculate. But we need the Congress and the military to hopefully, you know, honor us and our intelligence with enough dignity so that they at least come clean and tell us what they're doing and why. Was there one more part that you wanted to...
Well, that's it. If you go to a website called epa.gov /sunwise, it indicates that most of the United States is being bathed by extremely high UV radiation. And we have food disruption and stuff like that. Is it the UV light that is causing the change or the lack of sunlight? I'm thinking it's more the UV light. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 11, most of the United States is getting up toward the 11 already, and it's not even summer yet.
These are good questions, very good questions. Do you have, I can't tell you. I mean, it's. Can you shed some light on your own question there?
Well, that's it. I've talked to our college gardening program, and they weren't aware of it either. And once I told them about it, I said, you know, would you discuss it? Because it seems to me we're getting fried. I mean, it's readily available in the Gulf areas. They're already up to 11 plus. They're over scale. So I'm thinking that this summer we're going to get bathed, and maybe that's what the program is all about, by this UV radiation. And, you know, is the aluminum reflecting the UV radiation? Or, you know, is this just enhancing our degradation of the atmosphere? You know, I can't figure it out either, but one way or the other, I'm thinking UV is significant because nobody's talking about it. Usually when nobody talks about something, that's something you have to pay attention to.
Yeah, and of course, ultraviolet radiation causes skin cancer. It attacks the very bottom of the food chain in the ocean by killing plankton. And so it has lots of negative attributes. The whole ozone scare, the CFC scare back in the 80s that was internationally regulated in the Montreal Protocol with Margaret Thatcher kind of leading the way, I think it was 1987, was supposedly to phase out CFCs, which supposedly were destroying the stratospheric ozone, which was supposedly protecting us from ultraviolet. So, yes, ultraviolet is very important. Whether the spraying, the Project Cloverleaf, how that affects the ultraviolet, I'm going to try to look into now. It's something I just don't know, but it's a very good point. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you very much, Richard. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's take Al in Ontario. Al, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a 57-year-old man.
Okay.
And I was 9 years old. I was wheeled into an operating room right here in northern Ontario for an alleged tonsillectomy. And when they wheeled me into the operating room, there was like 20 people in there. They had these big oscilloscope machines and everything set up. And, like, well, dear old mother was a Governor General's Award winner with an IQ up in the Tesla range somewhere. And the apple didn't fall too far from that tree, except I'm nothing like what I used to be since my butchery. Because when they wheeled me in there, years later, when I started to recall some of this stuff, like at 14, I opened up a medical file. and I can see all these x-rays of my head, and it's all this stuff in there that looks like Aztec jewelry, believe it or not, and written right in the medical report was demon installed. So you can imagine how disconcerting that would be.
Sure. Could you give us the year that this occurred? Do you know?
It was after the Beatles were on television and sometime just before the Summer of Love, I'd say 1965.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comment. There is so much that's happened in Canada. Canada was definitely part of all this MKUltra stuff. The CIA was trying to do this stuff, and it wanted to do it covertly. And one way they did it was to farm out some of these projects to universities and other facilities in Canada, the most famous being the one at McGill University under Dr. Ewan Cameron under MKUltra in the 50s. And his experiments and treatments of unwitting subjects who came in there hoping he was going to help them is just a chamber of horrors. He would keep people asleep through drugs, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks. Then he'd give them 20, 30 times the dosage of electroshocks that anybody else had ever done. He was trying to de-pattern the mind. He was trying to erase the mind. And this gets into the cooperation with Tavistock and probably the Illuminati. And then he wanted to reprogram it. That's all part of the what he called psychic driving. One of his colleagues would actually make tapes and then put it under the pillow of the person in the hospital so they'd have to listen to these things for 20 hours a day or something like that. So the goal was to erase the mind and repattern it. What you're talking about, a demon installed, I read these things in all kinds of literature, including this psychiatrist or psychologist from Alberta, Colin A. Ross, who wrote a book called Bluebird, Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality. And again, using oftentimes torture techniques and hypnosis and drugs and electroshock and radio frequencies, all these techniques are used to split the personality, create amnesia barriers, create multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder, as it's called now. And in some of them, they will install demons. You actually read those terms in Colin A. Ross's book, and he's a guy who has been researching this for a long time. He's past president of the International Society for the Study of Disassociation. So, yeah, disassociation, big part of mind control, of a fracturing of the mind into multiple personalities. This is what the CIA has been doing, and this is what Tavistock is trying to do to the mass population. In other words, they took the individual experiments, and then they've ever since been trying to apply the techniques to entire populations.
Well, that isn't the only purpose that they have done this for. Remember when the first Gulf War, Saddam, there in Iraq?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now these guys in the Black Guard, now these guys, I'd put them up against the Marines any day. Like these guys were hard, you know what I mean? Professional soldiers.
Very good, yes.
But what they do is, they take a child of 8 or 9 years old, and they mortify that child to death. I mean, they make that child fear so much, I mean, right to the point where you feel like you're going to be cut off from God forever, right?
Right.
They can store up this in a radio signal. Then they beam it out at these guys just before they engage them in battle, a couple hours before?
Right. Oh? Yes, they have used that. They're using that now, where all these Iraqis will then give up, surrender.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, suddenly, like, I can hardly wait till they show up. I want to, you know, really kick some butt here. Then all of a sudden, these people start to become overwhelmed by feelings of just abject terror, almost.
Right.
And they can do all this electronically.
Yes, I've read the same reports that these technologies, and of course this is one of the reasons wars are contrived, is to use all the latest toys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the 1991 Gulf War was contrived, as was the 2003 Gulf War. But yes, these electronic signals were sent to the Iraqi soldiers, and they were overcome with these emotions of fear and anxiety, and it made it kind of a shooting gallery, I'm sure, for
at St. Joseph's Hospital in Elliott Lake, right?
Okay.
It's a uranium town, eh? Now, I have a theory about this. Like, I believed in God, and I believed in Christ before they did this to me, right?
Right.
Now, in the Bible, we're clay, right? That's what God says. We were made from clay.
Okay.
Now, the demon is smokeless fire. What's the only element on the Earth you can get the same kind of heat as fire but with no smoke?
Okay, uranium, yeah.
That's right. Elliot Lake has these creatures there, these demonic entities. I saw them as a child 5 times over a period of 18 months. Waterhen Lake, Saskatchewan, more uranium, more skinwalkers, that's what the natives call them, demons, Sasquatch UFO, right? Skinwalker Ranch in Utah, pitch blend, high-grade uranium, and more anomalies. They said, oh, don't go up around the Skinwalker Ranch area, or they'll get you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen these things 5 times. Like, it's amazing as a 9-year-old to see a thing that's only about 20 inches tall, maybe 24 at the most, walk in through a solid cement wall. It has the face of a warthog pig, the body of a spider, but it's walking bipedally. It's got this, like, a gi on, like a judo gi type robe, and it's wearing an oval badge right over its, where it's like a, where in a person their heart would be, right? And the badge is kind of hard to look at. It's a little bit like looking at gasoline on water on a bright and shiny day. And, like, I've seen these things a few times. Now, I'm 57 years old, and I haven't seen them in, well, shit, 48 years?
We're not supposed to use that kind of language. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, but,
We have
anyway,
rules.
there was 2 Jesuit priests in that room.
You know, we really do have to move on. I'm sorry, but we have a whole bunch of callers, and we do have to move on. So, and we need to keep the conversation relevant. Okay, let's take...
Let me just give a... Go ahead. In my next part to my New World Religion series, I've always used a lot of quotes, and this is one by George Orwell, 1984, which, of course, written in 1948 by Eric Blair, who was MI6 British intelligence. And he said, if both the past and the external world exist only in the mind, and if the mind itself is controllable, what then?
Mm.
So this is the territory we're looking at here. We're looking at the government in control of enormous numbers of covert technologies. They have acronyms for all kinds of projects now. I've got a book here called Project Soul Catcher, Volume 2, Secrets of Cyber and Cybernetic Warfare Revealed by Robert Duncan and the Mind Hacking Strategy Group. And the government has all kinds of scripts for their mind control stuff. They use the Bible a lot. They've got programs with acronyms like Satan and Christ and things like that. So they are definitely messing with people's religious convictions because they know how powerful religious scripts are in motivating human behavior.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's take another caller. Let's take Rick in Virginia. Rick, welcome to the program. Yeah, Rick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, I'm online here. Yeah, first I would like to say that I would tell anybody to never, ever utter the word Nazi out of their mouth without first reading Deanna's books, because your education isn't complete without reading them. But my main point was to point out that the mystery of the sun and its variability has to do with the electric universe, which can be read at thunderbolts.info.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what mainstream scientists are not acknowledging is that the sun is not powered by a thermonuclear bomb inside it, or a furnace. It's being powered by electricity, which is generated throughout the universe and is traveling throughout the universe. And the variability of the star, all the stars, is caused by variability of the electric power as it moves throughout the universe. It's just plasma. 99% of the universe is made of plasma, and plasma is charged particles, and when they're in motion, they're called electricity. So that may be a rabbit hole for you to go down. It's very informative, and it will change your understanding of anything having to do with the stars or the universe.
Okay, and the website is again thunderbolts.com.
No, it's thunderbolts.info. I misspoke
okay.
The first time.
Well, thank you.
Thunderbolts.
Yeah, I'll check
yes.
it out.
Yes, and I spent months in researching it, and it's very interesting.
Thank you. I don't think there's any question that we all need to try to come to grips with these unseen realities that Tesla explored 100 years ago and more, electromagnetic nature of the universe. Most of this stuff we can't see, but it's out there, and it affects everything. And, yeah, we all need to try to educate ourselves on these topics. Thank you. Yeah.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Let's take Bill in Idaho. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks so very much, Deanna. It's wonderful, wonderful information. My question, observation, considering...
Bill, I'm sorry, but we are going into a three-minute break. Can you hold on over the break and ask your question? I'm sorry.
Not to worry.
We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and if you've emailed me a question during this program, I'm sorry, the email is, Yahoo seems to be down, I get an error message, so I'm sorry if you've emailed me questions and I've not responded to them. Okay, we had Bill in Idaho with a question.
Yes, considering, you know, the discussion, you know, of paperclip, it was overcast prior to that. The devil, the archdemon, you know, the deceiver would constantly and recurrently have us chasing, and obviously researching all the agents of that individual that is doing such damage. I find it very interesting that, you know, we would mention and go into the fracturing of the mind, heart, and spirit of man and somehow not be able to get to the mind, heart, and spirit of the church. It's very evident that as excellent as research is, and, you know, I hope the good doctor gets with Art Philadelphia. You know him, Deanna. Excellent researcher.
Yes. We do have like 2 minutes, so you need to ask a question.
Well, other than asking him to definitely get with Art, because he puts a name-based corporation to the individual entities within department and division of what was supposedly our government, which I would purport is not our government. Have you had a chance to look at or had an opportunity to review Army Research Lab 1998-03-05-054? It's a February 1998 ARL TR 1520.
Well, thank you. I have not had a chance to look at that. You know, I just retired from being a physical geography professor for 30 years, and for some reason, I just have this built-in instinct that it's a good idea for me to educate myself and to try to educate others, and
well,
that education is a good thing. So, you know, there is a lot. There's so much I don't know about this subject. It is extremely important, so I appreciate your comment.
You're doing an excellent, excellent job. If you could get a chance to get with Art and take a look at his discussion.
All righty. Bill, I'm sorry. We do have to move on. I will give him Art's phone number or his email. So thank you for your call. We've got like 40 seconds. So, Dr. Carlstrom, sorry we couldn't get to the rest of the calls. Could you make some concluding remarks about weather warfare and climate change?
Well, I appreciate all our questioners. I thought the quality of the questions was excellent. So thank you, questioners. The comment that Dorothy Kilgallen made about the connection between cloud busting and thought control in 1964, I think hangs in the air as a huge question mark, one that we all need to try to solve. She thought she had solved the Kennedy assassination. I would say the powers that be that orchestrated the Kennedy assassination orchestrated 9-1-1 using many of the same modus operandi. So we're looking at the breaking into events more and more of this cabal. We need to identify the cabal as well.
Right. Thank you so much. I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Carlstrom. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, listeners.
The next